Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 14th in the year of our Lord 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. No, we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, is in order. The checks and balances our founding fathers brilliantly put in place is the answer. Hard-working Americans standing with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the blueprint for liberty is indeed the answer. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Without further ado, we're going to skip our previous broadcast show notes and go straight to our esteemed guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Sheriff Carolyn Bunny Welch on the line. She's of Chadsford, Pennsylvania. And Bunny Welch, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, is the first woman to be elected sheriff of Chester County, and is the only female sheriff in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. She's one of 38 female sheriffs in the nation. She's also the first woman to be elected president of a class of national sheriffs. She's done a phenomenal job. She also received it's the National Sheriff's Institute of the Department of Corrections. That's in Longmont, Colorado. So what's fascinating is she's on one hand a hardcore sheriff, right? Taking care of business, call her Bunny with respect. But now Donald Trump has rolled out her child care plan. She's a Donald Trump supporter. And what's fascinating about this whole story is that Sheriff Welch was a working mom all through her career in law enforcement, and she's a grandmother now. She knows what working professional women need, and she knows Donald Trump's plan inside and out. In fact, she was there for yesterday's Donald's unveiling. Sheriff Welch, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Good morning, and thank you.
So catch me up. Was that super hard to be a sheriff and be a working mom at the same time?
Well, actually, I've been a sheriff the last 16 years, so my children are grown. But I will tell you, through the years when they were young, when my children were very young, I always worked. And one of the great concerns was then, as it is now, things have not changed, was adequate care for your children for a working mom, whether she's a single mom or it's a two-income family. And the question was then, years ago, as it is now, and also I see now with my own children and their children, the great concern about adequate, safe care for their children while they are income earners.
Now, Donald Trump made good on his promise. It was a GOP convention campaign promise. And he's outlining his child care affordability plan. He had, his daughter Ivanka by his side?
Correct. She introduced him.
All right. And she's very, let's say this, she's a working woman. She knows the problems firsthand, right?
Right. She has three children under the age of five. And she, I think, was one of the driving forces. She introduced her father last night here in Pennsylvania. And she was one of the driving forces to really encourage him to move forward with this plan to help single moms and working families be able to have a plan to really afford child care, which is many times in a family can be more expensive than their mortgage or their rent or their car payment. If you have more than one child and you're trying to pay for daycare or child care, those costs are unbelievable. And the whole purpose of this is to try to be able to assist especially middle-income families.
All right, I would maintain that, compared to the 1950s, the real problem is the out-of-control tax burdens that families pay.
Absolutely, and I think you will see Thursday when Mr. Trump rolls out his comprehensive economic plan. This plan now for child care is kind of baked into it because he addressed much of that last night, But I think you will see his economic plan, which will be rolled out tomorrow, is going to be structured to really give relief to those folks who are really burdened, overtaxed and overburdened. And I think what I like about Mr. Trump is the fact that he is looking at a lot of these changes from a business perspective. Because let's face it, if the government was a business, they'd be out of business. And he is looking at all of these policies and his whole economic plan as a way to kind of get things under control. And it's not taxing people. That's not the answer. The answer is not additional taxing. The answer is to see where the current money is being spent.
Now, the current plan that Donald Trump has put forward allows for a federal income tax deduction of child care expenses for up to four children and, this is interesting, and elderly dependents, right?
Yes, it is interesting because this generation now is often responsible. And I see that in my own circumstance. I still have a 94-year-old mother. Now, she's not dependent on me, but that responsibility is mine. And you'll see generations who not only have to be concerned for their children, but for parents or for the elderly. And the beautiful part about his tax plan is he's creating a dependent care savings account, which so families can set aside extra money not only to foster their children's development, and any balance left in that will roll over. In other words, it could act as a savings account, and it can be established for a minor for funds that could be applied to child care, after school enrichment programs, tuition contributing, and also be established for an elderly dependent to cover a variety of services. I think it's brilliant.
Now, the rollover mechanism is important because people need to understand a lot of times you can go quite some time where somebody's dependent, but there may not be massive expenses related. It's kind of day-to-day, and then something negative can happen, and then pretty soon, you know what, the expenses ratchet up fast, and that rolling over is going to help with that as well, right?
Absolutely. And look, also with children, a sick child or a lost job or damage to a home, some families are just one paycheck away from disaster, and they are really, I have a daughter and son-in-law. They both work very hard to make ends meet, and one disruption in that could absolutely be devastating to them financially. The idea of being able to put away tax-free dollars and have it there if you need it, whether it's education or child care or whatever, and have it also roll over gives them a tax-free savings that's continuous all the way up to the time the child will be 18 years old. It's brilliant. I think it's brilliant.
One of the things that will help with is a lot of times disabled children that need care as well, right?
Absolutely. And it also applies to foster children, too.
Oh, really?
And the other, yes, the application is for foster children. And that's interesting, too, because people really have not paid attention to the extraordinary burden financially placed upon families, not only of healthy children, certainly, but children that maybe have special needs. And that may be special educational needs, whether it's autism or some other disability that makes the family need more care or more attention or more teaching for that child. And many times that's overlooked. And I think what Donald Trump has done, and Ivanka right at his side encouraging him, is create a plan. Now, it's complex, tax-wise. You have to read the whole plan, and you can read that on DonaldJTrump.com. But it's very pro-family, and it's very pro-child, and it's very pro-worker. And there's another piece in here that's very incentivizing to the employer. So I think the concerns are, how will it be paid for? Well, you know, Mr. Trump has already said, he has a whole comprehensive tax plan or tax economic plan that involves trade, energy regulation, and so forth that will be rolled out. And a lot of what he's talking about will be offset by the additional growth. And the remaining third will be offset by minor changes in the trajectory of spending, which we all know it has control on many federal agencies. But he has also excluded in that he will not touch defense, veterans, Social Security or Medicare. That's very important.
All right. They say that it gives maternity leave for 6 weeks for women. Hillary's plan claims 12 weeks, but her plan was unveiled forever ago. Lacks the detail that they always criticize Trump for, right?
Isn't that interesting? They've criticized him for lack of detail. Now he's out with detail, but it's important to know Mrs. Clinton's plan is 12 weeks at two-thirds pay. Mr. Trump's plan is 6 weeks at full pay.
All right, hold on. Let's talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. A quick pause. Sheriff Carolyn Bunny Welch on your radio. She was at the Trump unveiling yesterday. Trump's got details. Now what do they criticize and say? Bunny on your radio in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest riding shotgun today is Sheriff Carolyn Bunny Welch. She goes by Bunny Welch. She's one of 38 female sheriffs in the nation, ladies and gentlemen. And she's the first woman to be elected sheriff of Chester County and the only female sheriff in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, doing a great job. She's fully, flat out endorsed Donald Trump. Good for her for doing so. And by the way, you know, they like to run around and say Trump hates women. Trump's derogatory towards everybody. As a woman, a mother, a grandmother, what do you say to that, Sheriff?
Well, this is the way I look at it. There are two trains leaving the station. Okay? You're going to be on one or the other train.
Yeah, or no train at all.
or no train. Well, then you've copped out. You
know, that's my point. Or nothing at all, right?
Yeah. Right. But, you know, my issues, we all have our different issues. Some are the economy, jobs, education, or whatever. I have three issues that I talk about when I'm talking to groups or maybe people who are undecided. My issues are security, and that's not a woman's issue. That's an issue for all Americans. And I'm not just talking about national security, where we have really been reduced in the eyes of the world in our strength and in our respect. I'm talking about local security. I'm talking about border security. I'm talking about respect for law enforcement, the men and women like my deputy, who every day put on a bulletproof vest and a badge, and their female deputies and male deputies. So security is a big issue for me. The Second Amendment is a big issue for me because I think it's under attack all over. And I think the Supreme Court, you know, we are only going to elect a president for 4 or 8 years. The Supreme Court is a lifetime, and those decisions are going to impact me as a woman, as a grandmother, as a mother, as a family. And so when they say, how does a woman feel? Well, women's issues are the same issues as everybody else's. I care about the security. I care about the future for my grandchildren. I care about those issues. So occasionally when Mr. Trump has maybe in the past said things that maybe aren't particularly artful, give that a pass. I'm on the train. The train is on the right track for me. Jobs, economy, childcare, that's all on that same train. And honestly, looking at the other train, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near it.
Yeah, and compared to abusing women like Hillary has done when it comes to Bill's escapades, and then Hillary dismissing them and mocking and ridiculing and literally causing financial hardship for the women involved there, I don't know that it's comparable, is it?
No, I don't think it is. And look, I was interviewed. I was a delegate at the national convention, and I was interviewed by a couple people who wanted to do a kind of got you. What do you think about, he said this about that woman or this about another woman. To me, that's irrelevant. He is not a politician. I met Mr. Trump. He is, what he says, he speaks from the heart. It always hasn't been politically correct. Oh, well. You know, the other side has been running for 35 years and has had comments and everything shaped for that side. He has not done that.
We got to remember it was Bill and Hillary that created bimbo eruptions, right?
Yes, that's right. That was a full-time job, wasn't it? I think they worked on that full-time. So I can forgive sometimes, as I said, things that aren't politically correct or inartful. But what I'm looking at is the direction of this train and the direction of our country. And to me, there is absolutely no question that we must be headed in that direction, because otherwise it's more of the same, and I'm afraid maybe on steroids even.
All right, I got a couple of things real quick. We got to let you go at 30, so we have to move fast. But what about this idea that Hillary flat out ignored a subpoena? They destroyed evidence. Now the kingpin computer guy that was supposed to solve that for Hillary deleted stuff. No doubt criminal activity going on, and then he just thumbs his nose, doesn't even show up for a subpoena. Should this guy be arrested?
You know, this is jaw-dropping. I think anybody, and I don't have a legal background, I studied law, but even without a legal background, just common sense, looking at this kind of arrogance, this kind of defiance of the law, this kind of position that is being taken that you are above the law, is just astounding. The average person knows very well that's not the way the system's supposed to work. It's very clear, you know, Donald said it himself, Mr. Trump has said it, the fix is in on a lot of these things. And I think people, if they open their eyes and look at this, this is not justice. This is treating a certain individual and a certain class of people and a certain group of people absolutely reckless with the application of the law. I just think it's astounding. If it were you or me, we would have been in handcuffs.
Well, all I know is something needs to be done with this. You can't just simply ignore subpoenas. You cannot just simply just destroy evidence. At some point, it becomes criminal, right?
I'll tell you what happened. Here in Chester County, you ignore a subpoena, the judge has my deputies out picking you up. If you're subpoenaed, I have a judges here, multiple judges, but they'll send you out and pick you up if you don't show up for jury duty, okay? That's one
wow.
thing. if somebody doesn't show up for a subpoena and an order comes down from the judge, you go get them. It's not a choice. This is just astounding what is happening on that federal level, on a national level, to thumb your nose at what's been done, the destruction of evidence. If that would happen in a local court, in a local case, no matter what the case would be, it's absolutely a crime. And how they're getting away with it and how people are just ignoring it is just beyond belief.
All right. Well, it would change if it was Donald Trump in office. And by the way, sheriffs across the country are absolutely for Donald Trump because of his respect for law enforcement, because his understanding of hey, you know what? We need the good guys. And so you right. and David A. Clark Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff and others are really starting to stand up. What are we going to have? Sheriffs for Trump now, like we had military for Trump?
We already have it. We already have it, where there's going to be sheriffs making America great again. It's not rolled out yet, but I will tell you, it's not just sheriffs, and I'm on the board of the national sheriffs. It's not just border sheriffs. In the beginning, it was border sheriffs, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, because they're dealing with, and it's not just immigration, illegal immigration. It's guns, it's drugs, it's human trafficking. But now it's sheriffs all over the nation, and when we were at the National Sheriffs Conference in Minnesota, both candidates, Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump, were invited to come by telecast. She refused, and Mr. Trump spoke to the nation's sheriffs. And, you know, to have somebody to say, I've got your back and I'm there for you, speaks volumes. And that is not only going to be with sheriffs, I will tell you, it's going to be with police departments and other agencies across the nation. The Border Patrol has already endorsed Mr. Trump, and I think you're going to see law enforcement and first responders stand up in unison and say, this is the man we need to lead the country.
They try to say that he's a racist, but our buddy David A. Clark Jr., Democrat and black, says, you know what, that's bogus. Let's stand together. Let's protect the good guys. Let's have law and order in America, and let's work together for solutions, right?
Absolutely. And David Clark is spot on. I'm so proud of him and the work he's done, not only as a law enforcement officer, but representing the sheriffs in his representation with Donald Trump. And there are other sheriffs, too. Joe Arpaio out of Maricopa County, Arizona, known as the world's toughest sheriff, very cool guy, 84 years old, just ran for re-election, amazing guy. Men and women all over the country in law enforcement are coming forward, and I will tell you, they will tell you quietly, even if they're a Democrat, they'll kind of whisper, well, I'm a Democrat, and I was elected Democrat, but guess what? I'm voting for Trump. So it's there. I mean, it's a movement. Donald Trump is the man, but this is a movement. And it's a movement across the country, and I think we're going to be astounded.
And you know what the takeaway is? It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. We're about the issues, Sheriff.
Absolutely. You decide what train you're on. I know what train I'm on.
The Trump train's a rolling, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Sheriff Bunny Welch.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Thank you. All right, there she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Women, black people, everybody's for Trump. The mainstream press just won't tell you the truth. That's the problem. Back in seconds on your favorite talk station.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf has announced that 11 Oakland PD officers have been disciplined over a hideous scandal involving the sexual exploitation of an underage girl named Celeste Guap. Four have been fired, seven others suspended without pay. Guap, who is now 19, has claimed that she had illicit sexual relations with more than 30 officers in five Bay Area departments, Oakland, San Francisco, Contra Costa County, Alameda County, and Richmond. The first of her four uniformed paramours, Officer Brendan O'Brien, reportedly began an affair with her when she was 17 years old, after he had arrested her on prostitution charges but declined to take her to jail. O'Brien later committed suicide. At present, Guap is being detained in a Florida jail. She had been sent to Stuart, Florida, for residential drug treatment funded through the Richmond Police Department's Victims Compensation Fund. 3 days later, she was arrested and charged with aggravated battery for an alleged incident involving biting. Alameda County DA Nancy O'Malley has promised to seek criminal charges, including statutory rape, obstruction of justice, illegal use of a criminal justice computer system, and engaging in prostitution. However, as the East Bay Express points out, the case can't go forward while the key witness remains in a Florida jail on $300,000 bond. If we don't have a witness, we can't prosecute these cases, O'Malley observes. That witness, as it happens, was sent across the continent by one of the police departments involved in the scandal. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And from one incredible guest to another, our brother in Liberty, Mr. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Hey, good to be back. Thanks for having me, Sam.
Now, man, it's amazing. We just had on Sheriff Bunny Welch, as you know, of Pennsylvania. She is speaking out about Donald Trump's release of his affordable child care ideas. We talked about that, but we also talked about Sheriffs for Trump. And there is absolutely massive support when it comes to Sheriff for Donald. And I said, you know, Bunny, Donald's bad on women and bad on blacks. And well, she's a woman, a mother, a grandmother, and a sheriff, and she's absolutely unequivocally in support of Donald Trump. So is David A. Clark Jr., a well-known African-American leader who's a Democrat, by the way. But we all see that it's about the issues, and as Bunny Welch put it, and I want to ask you about this, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Bunny Welch said, look, there's two trains leaving. You can either not take a train and cop out, or you can take the Hillary Clinton train to who knows where, or you can take the Donald train to a lot of solutions. What do you say?
Well, I'd say for the folks in law enforcement, the decision ought to be at least as easy as for anybody else. Hillary Clinton has said unrepeatable things about law enforcement officers, including get those blank officers out of here, things of that sort. She's really a potty mouth, and she's not been at all reluctant to flush her little toilet onto the sheriffs, onto law enforcement in general. This gal is a Marxist. She has never, ever said, well, my senior thesis about Saul Alinsky, the self-described communist, was just useful enthusiasm. And, you know, and now I wouldn't write it the same way. No. She's never said anything like that. It stands, baby. She is a hardcore Marxist.
And that's the important point to take away. And that's kind of why Bunny Welch is saying, you know what? There's two trains a-leaving. And I'm not telling you that Donald hasn't made a couple of slips of the tongue or mistakes there. He certainly is off script as a reality TV guy. But as I mentioned to Bunny Welch, you know, it's funny. Hillary wants to, on one hand, talk about the mistakes that Donald has made. But remember, she's the one that flat out dodged a subpoena and literally had evidence destroyed. They granted an immunity to the guy that destroyed the evidence, and then they just flat out refused to go to subpoenas. And then they're going to run around and talk about Donald's mistakes. And then remember, they're the ones that came up with the bimbo eruption term if we're going to start to insult people, right?
That's absolutely correct.
It's like, wow.
There's the trail of dead bodies behind the Clintons and even this guy, Seth Rich, a Democrat, national committeeman, fundraiser.
Yeah, he just like Arkansas did, didn't he?
Yeah. All of a sudden, walking down the street on his way to, a few days later, actually, testifying before a federal grand jury. And doggone, man, he ain't going to be testifying nobody.
And the thing that's weird about that, too, is no scrutiny, no cover-up, no reality check, right?
No. It just happened, and, hey, you know, stuff happens. People get killed all the time, shot in the back with no robbery, no nothing. There in the streets of Alexandria, Virginia. It's a well-known problem. Haven't you heard it's even worse in Chicago?
Wow. I mean, it's just shocking. And now we're going to say, hey, Donald, call the girl ugly. These people are absolutely off the road. Bill Clinton literally has been accused of raping women. They have detailed testimonies. And then they're like, Donald, call the girl ugly. What?
I mean, and somehow that's the end of the world.
It's just not even comprehensible. Now, they also say that Hillary's lying about her health. There's new evidence coming out that you should know about in detail.
Yeah, Sam, let's take a look at this. Here you've got a candidate who, even in front of the cameras being watched by partisan Democrats, now that they can't deny that they've seen it, they've seen a woman in physical distress. This is a woman whose health is arguably extremely delicate. And you've got the Democrats who care so little for individuals. They have a great line. They talk about how they're in it for the little guy, and they're going to make the world better, and they're the ones that really care and have compassion. This woman could be dead because of this campaign before the election. They don't give a rip.
It almost makes you think the comedy of 1993 Dave is happening. Are there doubles running around? And then they mock us for speculating that. But you know what? Historically speaking, administrations and candidates have covered up health concerns big time. There's a pattern in government for this. We're not just reaching for straws here. This has been done many times before, and it's being done now. And we said Hillary was sick, and they mocked us and laughed at us and went, well, wait a minute, I guess you're right.
You know, apparently had Oswald not committed his heinous act and shot Kennedy, he could have been dead before his term was over from something called Addison's disease I'd read the other day. That was all covered up.
That's
Nobody
right.
Nobody knew that Jack Kennedy was sick as a dog when this young, virile-looking man took office with a young family. And so that was probably easier to cover up than a woman who really looks old and frayed at the edges.
Well, now they say friends of Hillary are speaking out in without going on record, but they're telling the tale that Hillary has Parkinson's third stage is what's really happening.
Well, that's been some medical speculation that it's not really pneumonia, and of course, I guess it could be.
Well, it's pneumonia on top of it. When you get sick like that, you get pneumonia. That's one of the repercussions,
if you
will.
I think would be the more likely explanation. And this poor woman has a neurological disorder that results in odd facial expressions, other kinds of unpredictable, unplanned speech and physical activity. That does seem to be, from what I've read, typical of Parkinsonism. And there are doctors who will admit that you don't diagnose without a physical examination, but from what they can see, from what they can read, this woman shouldn't be on a campaign trail. She should be in a hospital.
Well, they say that Hillary's run to Chelsea's apartment. Really, there's a private hospital set up in there, and there's people are doing research saying that address has been a medical address in the past as well, and so that's interesting. But they say, don't worry, Hillary's close to reserving campaign or resuming her campaign duties. Maybe she'll be rolling on Thursday.
You know, I think if this is so macabre, I can see these people lifting her hand from a coffin to be sworn into office. All they want is power. They could give a rip what happens to her personally.
Unfortunately, I think you're correct, sir. Now, I want to bring this up, too. You know who Pepe the Frog is, right?
No.
All right. Pepe the Frog. Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Do you know who Pepe the Frog is?
No.
Oh, come on. Do some research, Kurt. It'll take you 30 seconds. You'll know because you've seen this.
Okay, I'll do it. All right.
Anyway, before we get to Pepe the Frog, Bill Clinton's frequently comments relating to Hillary fainting and stuff were edited out of the CBS transcript. Bill flubbed on air, and they had to edit that out.
No big deal. We've had this problem before.
She does it all the time.
A lot. Well, and, you know, it's happened on other occasions.
Hey, don't worry. The president faints. She can't remember, and she's got the political football, okay?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't mean to make fun of this, but are we joking?
Nuclear code? What was that nuclear code, Joe? You're carrying it for me.
You don't have security clearance, but don't worry about that. It's just, I mean, this is a joke. It's not even laughable, but I don't know what else you do or else you want to cry.
Hillary
declares war. This is not a joke on Pepe the Frog, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a cartoon character, Pepe the Frog. And what's fascinating about this is, I guess, the alt-right, which now is being equated with racism and everything else. It's people who believe that white people should have a seat at the table, this kind of stuff. Some of them may be racist. The ones that I know aren't even close to racist. They're good people. But they're saying that Donald flirts with the alt-right. You know, they run around and say, oh, David Duke's the enemy of the world. I'm not here to tell you that David Duke's perfect, and I'm not here to tell you that he hasn't made mistakes. But I am here to tell you that I don't like these labels that just put people in a category all by one word, alt-right. Boom. You're now whatever.
All the left can think about is race. Every problem, every challenge is reduced to, oh, that's racist. And frankly, I'm fed up with it. I don't care if somebody wants to talk about white people or black people or anybody else. I want to talk about people. I want to talk about ideas. I want to talk about the challenges we see from a government out of control, and it doesn't have one thing at all to do with race.
Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live. Larry Pratt, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member. Please become one as well. Back in a flash on your radio.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Hey, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, did you hear that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is back?
Oh, don't tell.
Oh, it only relates to Hillary's health. I'm just teasing. WND.com had a piece on that. I found it fascinating.
Excellent.
Yeah, Democrats are actually meeting in secret right now to work on Hillary's replacement, according to Joe Kovacs, WND.com.
It's part of their government transparency program.
Now, they say Joe Biden.
But I'm thinking, don't you think Bernie will be the guy who gets the nod? Because, of course, he was the runner-up. I mean, you know, he was right there close. So
that's the way they used to
hand
do it
over to him.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Now what they're going to do is they're going to put whacked out 74-year-old pervert Uncle Joe. Lock your wives, lock your daughters up. Pervert Joe is going to come on the scene.
You know, this guy is so whacked out, to continue on your point there. This is the guy that likes to skinny dip in the White House pool, even if there are female Secret Service agents on duty to protect his sorry sack of bones.
Hillary's out. It's only a matter of time, say the experts. Her internal friends are now saying off the record she has stage three Parkinson's. And the problem is there's a nightmare at the top. They say Hillary may not even debate the Donald because they're afraid that she might have a collapse in the debate. She's been coughing, head bobbling,
what if she
literally passing out.
Really, she could say something really goofy. That's the other problem. She's not in complete control of her rational processes. One of the horrible aspects of Parkinsonism is that it comes with dementia.
You got that right. Not only that, after being served with a lawful subpoena, Hillary and her staff literally destroyed evidence and then mocked Congress by flat out not showing up for subpoenas. Flashback in 2005, Hillary faints during speech. Flashback 2012, Clinton falls while boarding plane, gets concussion, blood clots in the brain. Flashback, Hillary Clinton slips, falls, bumps her head, will not be able to testify for Benghazi hearing. Hillary Clinton look-alike Teresa Barnwell, 20 years ago, quits her job to impersonate Hillary full-time. We got a double and more. Chelsea's apartment has same address as a medical facility. Some speculating that it's Hillary's private hospital. Trump says, let's debate with no moderator. After all, the debates won't be fair anyway. Let's just get rid of the moderator. There's new startling photos out. It's just crazy. So, Larry Pratt, I bring all this up to say, Gun Owners was endorsing Ted Cruz. Now that he's kind of stepped aside and going to be for Senate, has it switched to Trump?
We haven't made any endorsements, but we have certainly made it abundantly clear that Hillary Clinton is inconceivable. And obviously, there's only one way to beat Hillary Clinton. You may not like Donald Trump. Many of us are not enamored. But this is the real world, and this is where we're dealt hands of cards that we didn't deal. And so, guys, we're at the table. Let's go.
Now, it's interesting. Just so you know, I've endorsed on the Constitution Party Daryl Castle. And our good friend, as you know, from Utah, Scott Bradley, is the vice presidential candidate pick. I've endorsed both of them. And that's who you guys probably ought to endorse. I know they don't have a prayer to win because there's no coverage for them. There's no fairness in the media. Nevertheless, they're as true as blue as could possibly get on your right to keep and bear arms.
Well, this is a quadrennial situation that we face where the major party candidates are certainly less than what we would like. We get our shot during the primaries. We gave it our best shot, and I'm very proud of what we did. We didn't win, and there's plenty of other things that we're going to be able to be doing. We don't have to get involved in the presidential contest. We didn't. We haven't in past presidential elections. As a rule, that's not where we get involved. We can have a lot more impact with our resources in Senate races, House races, and that's what we're doing now.
Now, I guess there's a citizen that's in trouble. We talked to you about the Trump sign that got literally chained it down with fishing line, and then a woman tried to come steal the Trump sign, and she fell flat on her face. That was justice is swift when it comes to don't thieve my signs. Now we got another scenario with regards to Trump signs, Kurt.
Yep, it looks like some guy thinks he lives in a free country. This guy's facing fines where he lives for too many Trump signs. I guess in his town there's an ordinance that says you can't have more than 32 square feet of signs. Well, he's got over 300 square feet of signs. The city building inspector, love those guys, Dick Osborne, said he's way in excess of what's allowed. That's all he's been cited for is what that he's over the signage that's allowed by city ordinance. And the guy says, it's free speech. Maybe I'm offending the Hillary supporters, but that's okay. They have their own property. I have my own property. He says, they're not coming down. I think it's my right to keep them up, and I'm going to keep them up, he said. But anyway, there you go. The sign wars are on.
Defiant, crazy Trump supporters. They're not like Hillary Clinton supporters. They're just the kind that violate subpoenas and such. All right. Larry, what are we going to do then? How do we sit down with Donald Trump and really talk about our right to keep and bear arms? Isn't that what needs to happen next? Uh-oh, maybe we lost Larry. Are you there, Larry? Mm.
He sounds rather
I think we lost
quiet.
Him. Kurt, the issue is we really need to sit down with Donald Trump and make sure that he understands our right to keep and bear arms clearly, constitutionally, morally, and otherwise, and then say, all right, we need to have you start to stand up and draw a serious distinction between you and Hillary with regards to the right to keep and bear arms. Donald's done a little bit of it, but we need him to really be solid on this thing.
Yes. It's a great point, Sam.
Anyway, I don't know how to get that done, but that's kind of what we need next.
Yeah.
Now, Kurt, I guess they edited out Bill Clinton's, quote, frequently comment on Hillary's past fainting episodes. Literally, they flat out edited it out of the CBS transcript. This is what I'm talking about. He who owns the media makes the rules. They just flat out, if they don't want it said, they're going to just shut it down. They pulled the plug on Trump's rallies, on Trump's speeches, on Trump events. They just literally said, shut it down. Now they're literally editing transcripts. Bill, you didn't really mean frequently, like you said, at all. I mean, this is beyond the pale, sir. If they're going to do that, why don't they just edit out when Donald called a woman ugly and stuff? Just edit that out. Next.
Well, they want to leave that in, because, of course, that's what they want, you know. And, boy, it's an interesting situation we find ourselves in with the, at least I don't remember in my lifetime any candidate being so hampered with the whole health issue. And, you know, I just can't say that it could ever happen to a nicer girl. But anyway, the bottom line is Hillary is just, you know, I believe that God has a hand in things, and that it wouldn't surprise me that he's just saying, hey, you're not appropriate for this, you know. And, you know, although maybe what they'll do is kind of Uberize her, you know, and get maybe a robot kind of thing. And then you could just, you know, basically tell her what to say. And I think that kind of happens.
And then she'd have plenty of energy and no problems, yeah. Now, by the way, Dateline Washington Associated Press. The State Department computer specialist tasked with setting up the private email servers for Hillary used while Secretary of State is refused a subpoena, Kurt. But they're now saying a lot of the people that were involved in this don't even have clearances. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I'd say it's just a regular snafu. I mean, you know, it's just one more normal deal. Just out. It's just crazy what we see going on, and it just continues to happen the same old way, you know, more of the same. Situation normal, all fouled up.
Now, they say that Donald Trump wants to build a wall, Kurt, and they're mocking him for that. But Clinton has a wall of defensiveness and lack of transparency, Kurt. What about that wall? She's already built that sucker high as could be, impenetrable, if you will.
That's right.
And it's been going on for literally a couple of decades. I'm just saying we got to march around the wall of Clinton and, you know, seven times maybe it'll fall, Kurt.
Yeah, you should have seen the wall around Clinton when she was falling.
Yeah, good point.
This video of that deal, all these guys stand around there so you can't really see. That's that openness and transparency working its way.
Yeah, they said they were going to whisk Hillary to a hospital, but they changed directions and went to the daughter's house to avoid scrutiny and details coming out about her health care. That's part of that transparency move, too. All right, we're sorry we lost Larry Pratt. I don't know if he went through a tunnel or something like that on the way into work, but you can become a Gun Owners of America absolute lifetime member as I am. Larry Pratt doing a good job. We need to have Scott Bradley and Daryl Castle call Larry and chat. But anyway, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. We got a whole lot of news that networks refuse to use coming up. Hour one in the can, hour two straight ahead. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, LibertyNewsDaily.com, one of the best news sites on the net, LibertyNewsRadio.com for incredible talk show hosts 24/7. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We declare this nation shall endure.